I think, so in the interest of candor, I came into this meeting thinking there were two outcomes. Either you resign from the parliamentary party, or I look at a process under the parliamentary party rules. I can't rule those out. I'm thinking on the basis of our discussion whether there's a third way, which doesn't involve the same kind of outcome as those two options. I don't know that that's possible, to be honest, but in the interest of working through the process fairly, I'm prepared to sort of confer with the leadership team, take on board what you've said and see if there's a way, but I don't get the sense you appreciate how toxic this is for us. With, again, put the issue, it is so toxic. I had to give a speech
before
to...
Before I came in here, I didn't think that there was anywhere near reasonable case to make that argument.
About?
That it does look like that.
How could you think it doesn't?
No, I'm saying you've convinced me that it does.
It's... With understanding the severity of what happened yesterday, in our country, in our state, horrified any reasonable person. Any reasonable person. It is all over social media. You're on social media. You actively went and filmed this and let it go on social media. That's why I said to you this morning, this is a very big issue. It's a very big issue. And that's what we're concerned about.
And it's not who we are. More importantly, it's not who we are.
I am beyond furious because of the work we have done, the time we have put in to get the worst government in the state's history on the ropes. And it's all blown up now. We have worked with the crossbench. They won't sit with us now. You saw what happened last time when we defended you in the House after your maiden speech. You saw what they did to you. They're going to do it tenfold this week.
It's coming.
Our Redlich strategy, I think, is gone. And I am, I'll be really blunt. I am beyond furious about it, Maura. Because I went to you and I said, we are here to help you. And you've just defied all of that. And you've walked away. You haven't asked for advice about even going out and doing that, saying, what do you think? Is this wise? Or what, you know, we can have a conversation. We want you to succeed. I said that. I said, please come to us. We all make mistakes. But this looked deliberate about what you went out knowing that it was going to cause some tension.
I'm all for, you know, like, if we can fix this, let's fix it, right? So I'll never, you know, accuse you or think that you've got a hidden agenda or whatever. But the issue has been, and you mentioned before about people have painted you in a particular way and you're really upset at the way that they've painted you in that particular way, but you can only be judged by your actions. And you mentioned yourself that the introductory speech, International Women's Day, and this are three actions that it's unfortunate they've all happened that way, but they've happened that way. And you've been integral to those things happening that way. And I get it, right? But if that's who you want, and no one's saying that you can't do that, if that's what you want to do, then there are ways to do that. But for you to effectively run an agenda on issues that effectively are going to put us at odds with different communities, whether they be LGBTI, trans communities, and put us at odds with that, we can't do that. So it seems to me that...
we're not going to succeed.
Yeah, like if that's not who you want, that's not what you want to do, and you genuinely want to work as a party to actually... to win government and to focus on the key issues that the people are worried about every day, then let's do it 100%. But I don't understand kind of what's the next step. Like, we go out there and we put a statement.
Well,
what happens next month?
Can I say,
or next week?
I'm happy to explore this, and no one would want this, not less than me. But I can't see a statement of any worth unless you disown those people. And I reckon you're probably not going to do that. If you do, that would be good, but I don't think you are. Because it's the only way that we can cauterize what's coming. What's coming is a series of pieces that links the worst comments and actions of those people to you, to me, and then it's on. That's the only one.
Can't I just disown anything, any views or support that they've said?
I suppose you could
look. Like in general.
But it's association. Don't you see the association? You are there on a couch with these people who've got a long history of saying stuff in the public domain, which are pretty bloody offensive. They're pretty full on. And you are now associated with that through your own actions. We can't change any of that, right?
Can I just one clarification thing. I'm treating the transgender laws as separate to the Nazi thing, right? You may not be, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So the transgender laws thing, you know, I honestly think that we just got so much support, that I have so much support on that. Rightly or wrongly, I'm just saying, that was my view. The Nazi thing, that's, from my perspective, believe it or not, just so out of left field. I honestly thought it was the other side. Anyway, so that's easy to condemn, like, just flat out. And I don't know what she has said in the past. So to just condemn in general, I don't know, Nazism, you know, the beliefs, that would make more sense, because what if I leave something out? And I don't want to condemn a whole person. I just want to say that if they've said that, I disagree with that all.
But more, I mean, look, it's a question for you, but do you even, as a political figure, I mean, you're a public figure, do you actually want to be associated with Andrew Jones?
I just don't want to set a standard where just because I'm talking to someone or agree with someone on one thing, that means I agree with them on everything.
What I should clarify is, do you want to actually be associated with a person who basically will be interpreted as saying that anybody who's in the LGBTI community is pedo filth? Is that the kind of person as you, as a public figure?
No, but honestly,
that just kills us.
Yeah, and I'm happy to make a statement that that's not what I believe. I honestly don't think that's what she believes.
I think you've got that
wrong. And I think she needs to have a clarification statement, because clearly that's not the way it's coming. Just for herself, I think she needs
to. So, I mean, in terms of, you know, so if we were to posit that there are three general scenarios, with the one in the middle being that we work on a statement, it would need to be pretty hard. It would have to go a long way to dissociating yourself from them and dissociating us. But I guess, if I can go back to the threshold issue, if you want to be able to prosecute these issues, and this was part of my reasoning, if you want to be able to prosecute these issues with the same passion you've got, I know you're passionate about these things, so I get it, but if you want to be able to continue to do that, the best way to do that might be to be an independent, to give you complete freedom. If you want to be in the party, it's possible to do that without having to relinquish your views or walk away from the things you believe in. But there would have to be some clear, if you like, road rules. You can't hang out with these people. You just can't. You can't go to rallies. You're a senior figure in the Liberal Party. You represent all of us. When you go out, you represent me, David, George, everyone, every member, supporter, donor, everyone. You can't conduct, and I don't think, for the most part, I haven't read all of your stuff, but you'd have to be careful about the language you use, because there are people who engage in this debate publicly. It's not like there's no debate about it. People do debate about it. But as a public figure with responsibilities as a senior Liberal, you'd have to be prepared to make sure that all of your language, I'm not saying it has or hasn't been, I'm just saying that the language would have to protect us. At all times, the team would have to be protected from anything you say, which doesn't mean you can't go out and argue case for things, but that it protects the team at all times and protects our ability to win. If that, comparing that with the first scenario or the third, if that's possible, if you're willing to do that, then it may be, I don't know, we'd have to work through it and see if it's possible, then it may be possible to do something. But there's a fundamental question, and ultimately, more, I think, I think you have to be happy with what you've landed on, because if you, I can tell you now, if you agree to something that deep down you're not really happy with, genuinely you're not happy with, and feels like it in any way hampers your ability to argue the cases you want to argue, then you're not going to be happy, and it'll manifest itself somewhere somehow. It just does. So you've got to be ultimately happy.
I agree. But obviously I'm not interested in promoting Nazism. That's not a problem. You've told me I don't have to give up my, you know, my arguments about the laws, about balancing sex-based rights. Like I said, it's unfortunate that the three events came in one go, but it isn't something that I don't want to be a single issue
But hang on.
MP.
It's unfortunate the three events came. You knew the first one was a problem, then the second one, and now this one. And I am stunned and dumbfounded to think, and I've got to say, because this is, you know, a lot of this stuff I'm hearing for the first time, I am stunned and dumbfounded that you didn't even think that you needed to come to us and talk about this. You didn't even have the insight to understand that this was an issue. That you went to a party member instead of the MPs. That says to me...
I didn't go to him, he just happened to form.
Well... Still,
I'm just saying
it doesn't matter. Still, why didn't you just say, actually, I've got to speak to someone?
I thought I was acting on instructions. I thought I was about
what?
To do. I thought I was acting on, like, because you know you were saying to disassociate, and I had my staff member to be writing up a press release. It was
but I've called you, so call me back. You know, like, if you want advice, call me back. I'll always take your call. I'll always work with you.
Not,
I'll then get
I'm
you onto the meeting.
I'm
just
saying.
Saying
it was in process. It wasn't.
I understand that, but you're a member of parliament. You've got a team here. You've got a media team here. This is a media issue, and you've got to work with the resources that you've got. You're not a member of the party now. You're an elected representative that represents those members and all Victorians, quite frankly. And
I would have
this
come
was...
back with the press release, but Anthony knew that I was coming to this meeting. He said, "Wait until after the meeting."
It
doesn't even matter. I know what you're saying. I'm just saying I wasn't going to not.
The issue, this stuff gets ahead of steam really, really quickly. And my point of our conversation yesterday when I called you straight away when I knew is I said, it is urgent. You need to get on the front foot now because I can see where this is going to go. And so that was trying to give that urgency about it. And I said, look, I'm going to put a statement out, which I did straight away. And it was really important for us to do that. Otherwise, we're all going to be caught on the back foot because that's what Andrews does. That's how he rolls. And we have to be on the front foot of this as a team.
And he did. He spoke at the multicultural dinner we were at.
He did last night.
Last night,
deliberately changed all the game.
Yep.
John was meant to have a VIP thing with the Premier. He didn't
Snubbed
turn up.
Him.
Snubbed him. He walked through the back door and he used the whole multicultural community to pretty much
message.
Get the message about, you know, the whole thing. That's the way the guy rolls. That's
but
what
why wouldn't he do that?
Of course.
Why wouldn't he? Of course he would. But when we got him on the ropes.
It's just, and look, I get it. But it's just, you know, as John says, in terms of you and where you want to be and what you want to do, no one's asking you or telling that you have to give up your views. But there are three things that have happened the last few weeks that effectively, if from the outsider looking in, would say you're a single issue candidate, this is who you are and this is what you want to be known for, and you're not interested in playing the team game. Now, that might be very unfair, but that's the only thing that people have got to judge. That's what your colleagues have got to judge you on. That's what members have got to judge you on. That's what the media have got to judge you on. All of them can only judge you on what you say. If you don't want to do that, then you're not doing a very good job of actually changing that perception, because every single one of those three events, you were centre of it. International Women's Day, you didn't have to speak, or you could have spoken about something else. In your speech, which John and I sat through, 95% of that speech was amazing.
Brilliant.
Amazing. Unbelievable. It was one of the best speeches. And then you wanted to frame it that way. You've chosen to frame
it
that way.
And
then that
was
the bit.
That's all it was known,
you know? And then today, or yesterday. So there are events that always are it's part of your control. Now, the point from here on in, if that's not who you want to be, and you in fact want to be someone that's part of a team that wants to focus on mainstream issues that we're talking about each and every day, IBAC, corruption, all that stuff that we're focused on each and every day, then your narrative has to change. Not to say, in terms of what you actually, what you're saying and when you're saying them, what your focus is, what are you putting out there? You know, like, it just, none of that, up until this point, you haven't shown that. If that's not who you want to be, which you know, again, I'll take it on face value. I'll accept that. But what are you going to do? Like, okay, let's put out a statement. Fantastic. Let's disown the lot. Fantastic. So where are you going to go going forward? Do you want to be part of that focus on, let's get good government of Victoria and let's focus on the mainstream issues? Let's do it. And I suppose that's what John is saying. If it isn't, and if it is about, you know, you want to focus on, you know, a key issue on the women's issue specifically that you've been focusing on, then, as John said, well, you know, you can do that from, there are other means for you to be able to do that. But if that's the only thing and that's what you're going to focus yourself on, you're taking us all on that journey.
And so, for example, sorry, just to finish on that, I know I've been talking for a bit, but if you're going to be bringing down Catherine Deves, then whatever we're talking about, I'll be honest with you, whatever we're talking about, we could find Daniel Andrews robbing a 7-Eleven, but if you bring Catherine Deves down, everybody's going to go, don't care about that, Catherine Deves is in town. That's all it's going to be about. And this is why I say to you, I genuinely say, it's a really tough call for you, because I think the best thing you can do for yourself, if you don't mind me saying, is honestly arriving at a decision to say, what do I really passionately want to do? Because if you want to keep doing that, I think that first option of going your own way would be the best. But the reason I say that is I don't want you to be under any misapprehension about what's required in the statement. And not just the statement, but what follows it. So you can't be bringing down Catherine Deves, because when you bring down Catherine Deves, we're all in it. It means disowning those people. I will not be associated by one or two times removed with Angie Jones. I will not. Anyone like that is out of my tent. But if you are prepared to do it, that's how I think it can work. But it's a big ask. And if you want to be able to keep doing those things, that's why I think you need just to, you know, have a sense of what it really does require. Because it's big, it's doable, but it requires a big change. Now, I don't know whether you need time to think. We're talking about a lot of issues, or if there's anything else you wanted to contribute more, but I'd like some time to think and maybe just confer if that's all right. I mean, I genuinely want to explore the options more.
None of us want to talk about this. To be honest, none of us want to talk about this.
What we're talking about now?
None of us. We're going to Parliament next week. I don't want to talk about Nazis. I don't want to talk about this. Seriously, I don't want to talk about this.
We're supposed to be getting Robert Redlich to appear before a committee that we're hoping to set up, which is in the papers, hoping to get Kalita, the independent auditor. It's just slipping.
I wasn't mocking you. Working out if you're talking about Nazis or her pedophile thing. That's
well, no, well no, I think I'm just yeah. Saying the unfortunate thing about this whole thing is the Nazis use the pedophile thing.
Saying there's two different.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been good to listen. It's been good to hear your views, Maura. Even in that, in coming back, in seeking pointedly, I think, from you, to seek to lessen some of the shocking things that these, your friends, have said, demonstrates to me that I don't think there is a way forward. So for me, the issue is your friends, the people you worked with, the people you showed through Parliament, very openly and publicly have a long history of sympathising with neo-Nazis and white supremacists. And you said a little while back, John, that you know, you wanted to explore and see if there's a way forward. I don't think there is. These are your people, and I don't mind saying also, I don't think a reasonable person would believe you that you had no idea that these are the long-standing stated views of your people. I don't believe you. And it's absolutely clear to me from what you've said that you don't get the seriousness of NAB at all. Your mob have stated white supremacist views and still we're arguing about exactly what they might mean when they call trans people pedophiles, which of course in and of itself is quite disgusting and disgraceful. So for mine, I don't see a way forward.
George, do you have anything else? I mean, we're not deciding it now, but we're
no,
just
going to... I've said I'm so disappointed. I can't begin to tell you how disappointed I am, because we've put a lot of time in, we've had lots of discussions. I'm bitterly disappointed. That's all I'm going to say.
Did you have anything further to...
Oh, look, I mean, I think there's one thing about working on an issue. There's another thing in terms of associating yourself with those individuals, and you've done that. I mean, and that's, and that makes an absolute point. They are your people. You know, like, you showed them into Parliament, you took them through the back, you interviewed with them, you know, you are connected. Well and truly, you celebrated with a champagne afterwards. If at any point in time, up until this point, there has not been any alarm bells, in fact, quite the opposite, having a champagne with effectively known individuals that have very stated views about this issue. It's very, very hard to walk back from that. It's very, very hard to walk back from that. And yeah, it's all very well to talk to them about separate issues, but the neo-Nazis have effectively used, you know, connection of the pedophilia and all that kind of stuff. Is that who they see trans people as, you know? And the two issues have come in unison together because of a very deliberate attempt. And these women that, you know, as Matt has said, your friends, effectively have not denounced any of these Nazis, have been taking selfies with them. So, you know, they've used it. They've used it as part of their posse. They haven't turned around and focused on the issues that you want to prosecute. If it was on the issues that you want to prosecute, change rooms and whatever else, fine. But it's not that. You chose to do that publicly. You chose to do that with a group of people that associate themselves. You took it to the steps of Parliament, which is always very dangerous. How do you walk back from that? How do you walk back from that? Credibly. And if, you know, I'm always willing to give people the benefit of the doubt, but you're an elected member of Parliament in a team in the Liberal Party. Those views of the effectively those friends that you've walked through the back of the Parliament, you're now associated with. And by implication, we are. Because they were the questions that I had. They were the questions that ABC ran the Anti-Defamation Commission. You know, do you know that the Liberal Party, the Anti-Defamation Commission were asked after me, you know, did you know that, what are your thoughts about the Liberal Party having one of their own associated with these Nazis?
An association is a flexible word. Mm. And you leave yourself open.
And it's not the people that marched on the steps. They were the icing on the cake. It was the individuals that you had champagne with that have had selfies with Nazis.
So more, I think that option's difficult. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but I worry that Matt's right. I don't think it would be believed, but I'd give it a chance. But there's nothing we can do tonight. We can't force any outcome on you. But I am concerned about the damage this has done to the party. I'm inclined to think that a resignation's the best thing to do, because it would involve a whole lot of, avoid a whole lot of other, difficult time for the party. But if you really honestly feel that you could cut yourself away from these people, then I'm prepared to look at it, but I couldn't give a guarantee that it would be enough. As I said, I'd want to think through it. I just think the damage is deep, and we haven't even got through the toughest part of it yet, which is coming.
I don't have a problem at all, and I look forward to denouncing Nazis and I don't know, anything similar, and any accusations of pedophilia for the trans community. No problem at all. I don't believe those things.
Are you prepared to...
I know it sounds stupid to you, but honestly, I did not read those the way that you have read them, and I'm not arguing with you. No, I see it now that you've said it, but I'm not kidding. It was just like they were having an argument with whoever the activists were.
But I'm not arguing it,
I'm just saying.
But I think that goes to Matt's point. I only saw that an hour ago, or whatever it was, an hour ago. I could not believe. I said, that's not Moira. I did not. I said, that's not Moira. They said, that is Moira. I said, you serious? How on earth? I couldn't believe you would do that. That you would be, after everything that Rodrigo had read out, and I've seen the YouTubes of going through with that woman, whatever her name is, and the jokes and the whispers and, you know, the revving up and whatever, all of that. So there is a close association. Oh, I don't know, I saw it on YouTube. You're whispering in her ear about something. It's on YouTube.
I'm not denying that.
Anyway,
all
I'm saying is this is what is out there in the public domain that I found. Like, I'm not, you know, what I'm saying is I am, as I said, so bitterly disappointed that we're even having this discussion. And there is no question there is a clear association because of the imagery and the actions that you can't take back. No one can take back because they're there. They're there forever. And that is the problem.
Well, I don't know what to say to you. This seems so insane to me. Of course, I don't think that a whole group of people is pedophiles because of their sexuality or their gender identity. Of course, I'm not a Nazi and I don't support Nazism. More than happy to condemn all that. It's just a real shock to me. It's just a real shock to me that those were the ones that you thought were Nazis.
Sorry.
But they're their words.
We're only using the words.
I'm not arguing. I'm just telling you the truth. I thought you were going to come in here and talk to me about those people in black.
There's no question who they are.
Yeah, we know.
But I'm just saying. I wasn't prepared.
That's the cream on the top, though.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying. Do you want me to wait outside while you talk?
Well, we might go. You can stay if you like to. We might just have a few minutes. Do you mind if we just have a...
No, I don't mind.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.